Down we go.
Good morning.
And what may you want?
A loaf of bread.
You do?
Yes, I've got some money.
You'd buy a loaf of bread?
Why not?
On Sunday morning.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And you're a bell ringer, dear, dear.
Well, I'm not really a bell ringer, I'm just dressed as one.
Who in the world would dress up as a bell ringer if he wasn't
one? I had to. I'd nothing else to wear. It's a long story.
The bread won't be baked for a while.
I've been vilely used. I've been set upon and put upon and sat upon.
You have?
I came up here on an important job.
And when I arrived, I wasn't needed.
But it was an important job.
Suppose you stop contradicting yourself and get on with it.
Well, even though I wasn't needed, I still had to stay the night.
I decided to spend the night here.
Why?
I thought I'd see a bit of life.
And did you?
I was shamefully treated.
Ah, but did you see life?
I suppose so. I booked in a hotel and went to a place called the Shades for a drink.
And they treated you badly?
No, but I couldn't understand them except for one, a chap called Peregrine. I couldn't stand him.
Why not?
He kept trying to drag me in to make me like himself.
So what did you do?
We had a drink or two and I left.
We were thrown out and I ran away.
Then I went to the cinema, but I'd seen the film.
Did you enjoy seeing it again?
Oh, yes, it was a jolly good film.
I came out before the end of the cartoon.
Shut up.
Why didn't you see it all?
Well, I felt restless.
So you came out to get rested?
For a breath of air, to walk up and down, to take a look at the town.
To buy a woman.
Were you successful?
I met a woman called Olive.
But it was perfectly all right.
I went to her house.
Ah, but then I remembered I'd left my loaf of bread in the cinema.
And?
And ran away.
The cinema was shut.
And after that, nothing that happened was my fault at all. I went into a cafe and a lot of women took all my clothes off.
You must have had a mighty effect on them.
No, it was a spiteful joke. They left me naked on the pavement and a man called Sid took me to a nudist colony. Or did he?
Make up your mind.
I don't really believe in the nudist colony. They said they were going to play bridge, but the suits were different.
But the suits are
different. Oh, it's all very well for you to laugh. You weren't involved.
Well, what did you do?
I ran away. I went and sat in the bushes for hours. Then I went to the house next door to see if they had any clothes I could borrow.
Steal?
You'd have stolen.
Oh, I'd have done anything, even murder.
But I didn't, because the woman's husband came home.
And I ran away.
Then I met those beastly bell ringers.
Why beastly?
They wanted to take me to prison and then to an asylum. And when they saw I had money, they changed their minds and took it from me.
Stole it?
No, I told you, they sold me those clothes.
Their own clothes off their backs?
Yes.
That sounds a kindly act.
If I'd had no money, they wouldn't have been so kind.
If you'd had no money, you wouldn't have been there.
They're not the sort of clothes I'd have bought for myself.
Do they fit?
Yes, more or less.
Then I dare say you won't get any better. The bread's baked. Here's your loaf.
How much?
Nothing to pay. Share it between the two of you.
Thank you.
If you want to catch a train, you'd better run.
I'm tired.
That's right. You want to go home.
Oh, yes.
Goodbye.
What did he mean by the two of you?
No idea.